experience a tornado, or see how black holes work, we're getting a first look at fun exhibits next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Gain a greater understanding of the universe around us through interactive exhibits. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium gives us a sneak peek.
We've got exhibits, for example, on what do the planets smell like. We've got an exhibit where you can be your own weather forecaster and you're standing against a green screen and the computer graphics put you on the surface of Mars or on Pluto or on an alien world or on a moon of Saturn. And you can read the teleprompter and deliver a weather report from that location, and it's going to look like you're standing there. We've transformed a major part of our exhibit space into the surface of Jupiter's moon Io, the most volcanic moon in the solar system, orbiting the largest planet in the solar system. It's a really, really weird place. It's got volcanoes erupting all around, and we've basically created the surface of Io with the volcanic eruptions going on the walls. And then right in the middle of it, you have computer-controlled robotic explorers that you can program and practice sample collection, basically moving little balls around. But the point is, you can see what it's like to program an extraplanetary explorer and roam around. But anyway, just on and on and on, giant meteorites, a walk-in tornado, a wall where you can sort of create your own solar explosions by waving your hands around. You can turn yourself into a black hole and watch space-time curve around you as you're doing these things. I guess the point I'm making is there is a building full of really cool, exciting, interactive science exhibits where I think people are going to have a blast. You're going to have a much more positive memory about having learned science.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.